back to your daily dose of international yachting, sailing, and boating news for Monday, June 20th. If you like what you see or hear, please do subscribe. If you have a story or a suggestion, you can reach out to us at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. I am Rhea Rao, and this is your Daily Dose. An update on the superyacht Amadea, as she has been spotted docked in Honolulu, Hawaii. After having been the subject of seizure in Fiji back in May, she has been in the middle of a fight between the U.S. Department of Justice and a holding company, all while Fiji was footing the bill. On June 7th, she was again officially seized, crew were changed, and now flying under a U.S. flag, she has found herself in the U.S. What will happen next? No one knows, as the bill that President Biden managed to get passed in the House of Representatives, allowing the U.S. to sell any seized assets in order to help the Ukraine war and recovery effort, has not yet passed in the Senate. Another update, but this time on the yacht that was left to scavengers and the government to clean up after having sunk off the coast of Queensland in Australia. Further proof, it's not just Russian businessmen guilty of using shell companies and complicated ownership structures to hide their assets. A man by the name of Jamie McIntyre is the rumored owner of the superyacht in question, but authorities are having a hard time sorting through the paperwork, and numerous companies and various shareholders of these companies that include his wife, an Australian influencer, a self-described Colombian playboy, a Turkey-based financial planner, and a few others that the government are still trying to identify. It's not only Mr. McIntyre that is steeped in controversy after having been banned from managing corporations for 10 years after an investment scheme cost 153 investors $7 million. But the Colombian playboy was jailed in 2020 for receiving stolen gold jewelry and a Louis Vuitton handbag. Not quite to the level of Mr. McIntyre, but give him time, as he seems to be a bit younger than the failed money manager. Then, just when you think the story couldn't get any better, an old captain pops up with claims of overloading of the yacht and general bad practice on board. The captain went on to state that the yacht had been previously towed after having gotten jammed under Sundale Bridge on the Gold Coast of Australia, and another incident where she ran aground at Bums Bay. Marina owners kicking the boat out of their marinas, a death on board, and more. You would think with Mr. McIntyre's history and his history with the boat, he would have just paid for the cleanup and disposal and walked away without getting this much attention. Ian Bray, the national coordinator for the International Transport Workers Federation, said ownership of international boats in Australian waters was incredibly murky. Mr. Bray said that often boats were registered under shell companies in tax havens, making it difficult for authorities to know who actually owned them and was responsible for them. It's completely unregulated, Mr. Bray said. It's really the other dark web, the dark web of shipping. It's a global issue that governments need to start to pay attention to. When you consider that 90% of the world's activity regarding trade is dependent on shipping, I think it's in everybody's interest that they do pay further attention to it. Looks like the yachting industry transparency issues aren't just a Russian thing after all. This one is coming from the U.S. Three people escaped from a 70-foot yacht and were rescued by another private boat before emergency crews arrived on Saturday. Portsmouth Fire Chief Todd Germain stated that whatever happened on the boat happened fast, and they had to jump into the water. The incident involving the 2007 Marlowe yacht, known as Elusive, started close to Fort Stark, New Hampshire. The trio sustained minor injuries and mild hypothermia and were transported to Wentworth Marina, where they were treated by responders from the Newcastle Fire Department and transported to Portsmouth Regional Hospital. New Hampshire Marine Patrol reported two adults, ages 67 and 57, both of New Canaan, Connecticut, both of New Canaan, Connecticut, and a 33-year-old from Jupiter, Florida, were all treated and released. The cause of the fire was not immediately known, and an investigation is underway. When talking about yachting, the people that are generally a target market are ultra-high net worth individuals, as not many of the middle-class segment can afford the monthly upkeep of a yacht, let alone the initial purchase price. When marketing to these individuals, the question usually is, where are they? Well, there has been a significant shift of those individuals since the start of the pandemic, and of course, since the beginning of the war on Ukraine. Some countries that are losing the majority of the ultra-high net worth individuals will not come as a surprise. However, there are other countries that may. Russia has lost 15,000 ultra-high net worth individuals and is number one on the list of losses, followed by China with 10,000, India with 8,000, Hong Kong with 3,000, Ukraine with 2,800, Brazil with 2,500, and a surprising one, UK with 1,500, followed by Mexico, Saudi Arabia, and Indonesia. One source states that the UK actually started losing its ultra-high net worth individuals for the first time 5 years ago as a result of the Brexit vote and rising taxes. Just where are these individuals moving? Top of the list is the UAE, followed by Australia, Singapore, Israel. USA will gain even more of an overall percentage of the world's ultra-high net worth individuals. Portugal, Greece, Canada, and the little country that has been left off more than one map, New Zealand. The reason for this shift? Recent turmoil. More investors are considering relocating their families to other countries for many reasons. Safety and security, education and healthcare, climate resilience, and value for money. Don't forget to tune in this evening at 1900 CET for Crew Travel with Lee Harris and Blue Marine Travel with all the need-to-know updates on airline travel around the world. This has been your daily dose of yachting, sailing, and boating news for Monday, June 20th. Thanks for tuning in. If you have any suggestions, questions, or news that you would like to share, send us an email at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. And don't forget to hit subscribe to be kept up to date on all the marine industry headlines happening around the world. Please join us here tomorrow morning at 0600 CET, midnight EST, for your daily dose of yachting, sailing, and boating news. I am Rhea Rao, and this has been your Daily Dose.